Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
After the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here. On the First Advantage Hotline, we've got Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. Mark, here we go, man. A lot of coaches, a lot of players, a lot of fans are kind of getting skittish again when we look at the COVID situation going on in all of sports, and it hit you guys. It hit the Colorado Buffaloes, at least as far as the game goes. The Colorado side of things, the game against Kansas was canceled due to COVID protocols, and now you got fans alike talking about, man, are we back to that point where we could cancel, postpone a game 5 minutes before tip-off?
Well, it didn't happen five. I want to say something that not necessarily directed what you brought up.
Sure,
amazing the number of messages I took in the last 18-20 hours or so. Kind of unleashing on the administration not about canceling that game last night 5 minutes before tip off. It didn't. They canceled at 5 o'clock. Game was supposed to tip at 7. They went through the protocols the way they're supposed to, and we live in an instant information world now with social media and all that. At 5 o'clock, the notification went out. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it at this point in time. So I've really been interested, people just going crazy. Yeah, you were probably on your way to the game. Sorry, that's the way it worked out. But listen, what we're dealing with right now and what you're seeing, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, Brady, on your show or not, but on Thursday or Friday of last week, the NFL started talking about how they're no longer going to be testing anybody that's asymptomatic, okay? And so if a player comes in and says, hey, I'm not feeling well, they test them and check that. If you're not showing any symptoms, they're not going to test you. I saw that Adam Silver with the NBA has come out and said the same thing because of what we're hearing about the Omicron variant and how it's really not kind of asymptomatic in and of itself, maybe a light cold type thing. And so my guess is you're going to see that start seeping through, obviously, the NFL, the NBA already, the NHL, which is on a break right now, but they'll probably start doing the same thing. And my guess is the NCAA will start doing the same thing here very soon. So, I think as Adam Silver, said the other day, we're learning that we're going to have to coexist with this thing and maybe not be as extreme as that, we once were. And I think that's probably where it's all going. But until that happens in the NCAA, we're going to deal with what we did last night, which was disappointing because, and I know I talked to folks on the Kansas side. I talked with Tad afterward. Everybody was very disappointed and upset. They couldn't get that game in, but, here we are. There was a whole lot of buildup for a whole lot of nothing last night.
Yeah, no question about it. And no, I think, Mark, going back to the first comment, is more or less, I think that now there is that possibility. Teams are wondering, are we going to find out suddenly a random test was done or something, and then shortly before tip-off, even less than 2 hours, could that happen?
Probably not.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Yeah.
I am with you on this because I feel like for the last 2 years, we have all had a bunch of inconvenient things happen to us. So you've had businesses, you've had people lose their businesses. You've obviously had people lose their lives. So I'm not one of those guys. I get it if you spend money, whatever, however that works out as far as refunds. I know CSU talking about going to Alabama. I don't know if those guys were getting their tickets refunded because Alabama still had a game. So they, some people said, hey, well, there's still a game going, so it doesn't matter that it's not CSU. I just feel like that is part of life now. And if you're going to buy tickets or win tickets or whatever, you need to be ready for that. And if you're not, I'm sorry, I actually kind of blame you if you're not prepared for that.
Yeah, well, it is part of it. And here's what I'll say in terms of getting any closer to the tip-off or kickoff of a game than we were last night. Because what generally happens, like, for example, on a college basketball game day, what happens is you get a round of testing in the morning normally, and then that suffices. If there's somebody that comes up with a positive, they do another round of tests then in early afternoon. And so somewhere in that kind of 2 o'clock range, 3 o'clock range, and then they wait on the results of all those, and then they come back. And generally, so there, I don't think it's going to happen. I doubt we'll ever see it because of the kind of the procedures they've got in place. You're going to see a game that was, you're sitting in the stands, there are 15,000 people in the building, and they announce all of a sudden, hey, we're not going to play. Normally, what's going to be earlier then, and then, 2 to 3 hours out, we could find out it's going to be canceled. So my guess is that's probably the way it's going to be. But listen, we're learning, as we have over the last year, about how this works. We know that with a virus, there are animal reservoirs. It's in the ecosystem. It's in the air. It's everywhere. It's not going away. This is nothing like, you know, I read an interesting article the other day. Somebody had made the comparison between how we eradicated polio. Polio doesn't have animal reservoirs, right? There was a way to eradicate that. This is in the environment. It's always going to be there, and we're learning how to kind of live with it, deal with it through the vaccination, through all the other things we're doing, through herd immunity and all the things that the medical experts so-called have told us what we got to deal with. And so that's kind of where we're going right now. And I think what you saw with the NFL last week, you know, they generally, because of the power of that league, kind of lead the sports world. When they made that announcement, I thought, wow, that's really interesting. I would bet dollars to donuts if somebody's going to follow. And then we hear what the NBA does. So my guess is that's going to be kind of the new wave of where this goes in pro sports.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's the thing, Mark. You and I have talked about this on the air, off the air. It is a part of us. Whatever, yep. However you want to look at this thing. And at the end of the day, you're going to have to just decide. I believe these colleges, these NBA teams, NHL, NFL, workers, whatever, I think you're just going to have to calculate your own risk. And you're going to do the things as a team to be safe, and you do your tests. But you're going to have to not get to the point where, oh, this guy came in contact or whatever, yep. We're shutting her down this week. You're going to just have to say you probably shouldn't play, or heaven forbid, you know, you look at it like it used to be. If you're feeling sick, don't play, don't come, right. don't be around. Right. So I'm trying not to be a jerk about this, Mark, at all. But at some point, don't you think common sense is just going to have to take a hold here?
Well, it's going to. And the thing about it is it'll have to be organization by organization that makes that determination, right? And so what you'll see, like we're talking about the NFL, with the NBA, it's going to move through, and then the organizations will lay down those protocols, and then they'll be followed, you know, within college. Obviously, you're talking about hundreds of teams. In pro sports leagues, you're talking 30, 31, 32 teams. And so, but that's the way this is probably going to happen moving forward. And, you know, by the time we get to springtime and baseball, you know, they'll probably also adapt or adopt rather those kind of guidelines. So it's going to be coming. It really is, and it's, you know, listen, we all have to eventually live our lives, and I like to say all the time, life is a contact sport, man. I'm driving on a freeway right now, taking my life in my own hands. You know the way that works here in the Denver Boulder area. This is just one more thing we're going to have to deal with, I guess.
Yeah, and like you said, it's disappointing. Fans want to see that game. Obviously, the Tad Boyle Jayhawk connection. You want to see all that stuff. Another test for the Buffs going forward, because those, you know, against top teams, they've had their moments for sure, but ultimately kind of letting the teams pull away. So you wanted to see how this team responded, who's putting together a really nice season. So, but that's just kind of part of it. And again, I saw a lot of tweets. I'm with you. I saw so many angry fans that were saying, hey, just cancel. Don't let fans in the stands then. Don't build their hopes up. That's one extreme, you know. If you buy tickets, you have to just take the ownership of it and know that, hey, we're still kind of in this weird COVID, whatever you want to call it, pandemic thing. Things could get canceled at the drop of a hat. You just better be ready.
Yeah, well, that quit. And the dang thing is, I was ready to have the broadcast of my life last night. Ready? Oh, I was ready to unleash one on the Buffs radio network, and it didn't. So that just got wasted last night. So very, you know, I understand. I had a very dear friend of mine who had a Kansas connection. They're CU fans, and lost their daughter, who was an enormous Jayhawk fan, 2 years ago to brain cancer. And I'd invited them in. It was her 21st. Birthday last night, and so I invited the family in, had them all set up, in a hotel. We're going to come and give them a special occasion, and, you know, things fell apart, so we went out and had a little supper last night with them. But listen, we were all planning on this thing for various reasons, to varying degrees, and you can't blame the Buffs in this thing. You can't blame Kansas in this thing. It's part of the culture and society in which we're living right now, and this is just a byproduct of it.
Yeah, no question about it. So what's next at this point, Mark? What do we expect for the Buffs going forward? Any more? I know they got one tomorrow. So what's the status look like?
Well, that's a great question. You know, when I left Chad last night, I went up to his office, and I sat chatted for 20 minutes. I said, well, you know, the next game's not for 9 days, 8 days from now today. And I said, could those guys be available by then? He said, I don't know. I'm working with the medical people and the league, and trying to figure out what this all means, because their next game is on December 30th in Eugene, Oregon. And so we're trying to figure out From what I understand, one of the guys was totally asymptomatic. The other guy was having some very minor, you know, kind of feelings or symptoms, if you will. And so they're trying to figure out what that means. Now, I would have to think, by the way, that without naming these guys, if they're local, they could probably go home to their family. If they're not local, all the players today were supposed to go back to their respective families. You know, they've also got some players, one player on the team that's actually a foreign player. He's from Canada. And so if it's any one of those guys, I can't imagine anyone's getting on a plane, obviously, and you're certainly not leaving the country under the circumstances. And so, you know, it's interesting to see what they're going to have to do with, you know, whatever player it is to kind of take care of them during this period when they have to kind of stay away from everybody, what that's going to look like over the holidays. And so they're dealing with that, trying to figure out, okay, can they be back by the time we play our next game? Are we going to be without one or two guys or whatever that looks like? And then obviously, you know, Brady, the other thing would be under the circumstances right now, if they continue to test, not abiding by what the NFL and NBA are doing right now, are there going to be other players that ultimately in the next day or two do test positive? So I think there's right now it's kind of a wait and see issue with the Buffaloes, seeing where it all goes.
Yeah, no, and forgive me, my schedules are so. We're getting news earlier today. The NFL was thinking about canceling three games too. So my schedules are all over the place, Mark. I don't know how you guys keep this straight. I'm looking at games. I'm going, well, how long has it been? Okay, the Rams missed two games. The Bears are still good. We got the Buffs. It's all over the place again, and that's when my brain just starts to kind of check out. You just tell me when the game is, and I'm going to try my best to pay attention to it.
Well, we'll see what happens here. They've got some work to do, obviously. And I'm quite certain by the time, unless there's like a second wave that hits Oregon or Colorado, you know, for the second time, that, you know, come December 30th, you know, we'll be in action up at Eugene against the Ducks. And we'll kind of take it from there. But right now, it's just kind of a wait and see. A lot of unknown, as we've been talking about for 2 years, Brady, a lot of unknown right now.
Yeah, no question. Talking to a player yesterday with UNC, going, hey, man, this just takes me all the way back to the night, you know, we were getting ready for conference tournament, and next thing you know, we're not having the tournament. That's over. We're not playing basketball for a very long time. So, you know, that's in the – I don't think we're getting there, but that's still going to be in the back of people's minds, players' minds, coaches' mind. I talked to Steve Smiley today with UNC, and he's just, you know, the back of your head, you're thinking, okay, is it going to get to that point again? But we sure hope not, for sure.
Yeah, and I don't believe it will, but, you know, well, why now? I'm just a dumb sportscaster here in Colorado, but, you know, I don't think so. I think we learned enough over the last year and a half, almost 2 years, about this and how to work around it and what it means. And you know, I think I said this to you early on. You can't continue to keep shutting down these athletic programs and eventually not have them topple. And so you do start playing that game as well. And listen, we're dealing with a lot of other things. I mean, this isn't unique to me. You're reading the same stuff that I am. There's starting to be, in fact, I think the Surgeon General here just a month or so ago put out a dire warning about the mental health issues right now in young people as a result of all the isolation. I mean, we're creatures that are naturally desiring of social interaction. And there's a major problem brewing out there. And listen, people a lot smarter than I am are trying to figure this thing out, looking at it, analyzing it, that kind of thing. But, boy, if you want to go back into the cocoon once again, I'm afraid, you know, what may happen to society and a lot of young people out there who are struggling a great deal right now with a lot of these issues, and drugs and alcohol and depression and all these kind of things, anxieties and all they deal with. Boy, I'd be hard-pressed to say let's go back and isolate ourselves to get to that point. At some point in time, you got to kind of walk a fine line. I understand that, and do the best you can to keep people safe. But sometimes those are uncomfortable paths you got to walk.
Yeah, no, very well said, my friend. And like you said, there's so many other byproducts of this situation that perhaps by some, not all, but were ignored by some. And that's where you have to look at this and say, man, are we going to shut things down and then just add, you know, stack it up, issue after issue after issue, and certainly hope we don't get to that point. Mark, my friend, we'll keep an eye out. We'll see what's next for those Buffs. And, you know, we got great basketball in the area, too. And I know that's, you know, that's secondary to safety and health and all that stuff. But you got all these teams that are rocking and rolling. Fans just want to see them play basketball.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And so let's kind of keep our fingers crossed. Listen, I know on these respective college campuses, whether it's in Boulder or Fort Collins or Greeley or up in Cheyenne, wherever it is, listen, all these institutions have implemented all the safety measures they're supposed to do, and they're doing the best they can. And what are we finding out? no matter how hard you plan, when you got this kind of invisible deal floating around, eventually someone's going to get it. It's the way it works. And so they're doing the best they can to stay clear. Think of this for a second. In fact, earlier in the day yesterday, Rick George had put out, he always puts out a periodically just kind of an update on the athletic program kind of email, sent it out to boosters and fundraisers, that kind of thing. He put it out and said that the bus had not had a positive test in about a year within the athletic department, within the student athletes. And it popped up. And so it goes to show you the kind of safeguards they had in line and abiding by the rules and regulations and protocols and all that. And they've been working very well. And, you know, lo and behold, here comes one or two guys that apparently have got it. So it's going to happen within these programs despite the best efforts. And we just have to kind of learn to work our way around that then and keep people the best safe the best way we can.
I think we're on the same page, my friend. Mark, appreciate you as always. I'm out next week. I'm telling my guests this that make this show possible. Seriously, the insiders that we get are second to none. And that goes for you, my friend. Mark, we've just absolutely loved having you on this program throughout the last few years. Enjoyed developing a friendship with you and following your career along, listening to your broadcast. So from all of us, man, we wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We appreciate your time to do this show with us each and every week, my friend.
You bet. I always enjoy being on and love chatting with your listeners, getting to know some of the folks there at the radio station. And so God bless you guys and have a very Merry Christmas. I look forward to talking to you on the other side.
All right, my man. Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon. That's Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And here we are again talking about delays and cancellations and postponements. That was a bummer last night for sure. But I'm not one of those fans that's like, hey, you know, what about us? Yeah, I'm not there. All right, we take a break here. 48 minutes after the hour. We got to get to the bottom of the hour. Let's check in and get the latest from the local sports flash.